Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, guys. So I have two questions, two important, very important questions. First question: can the four of us and some random D2 college player beat the Knicks in a pickup game? That's the first question. Second question: is the Mickey Mantle story true?
Well. For the Knicks thing, I've been playing basketball on Saturdays, and there's no way I'm on a team that's beating anybody.
Yeah, if we play like 21 or horse, maybe I can make some shots and do something, but cardio, so
what's the story with that? These guys all, like, I heard they all played well and everything, but they lost the game. Did they just, like, sit them at the end? Or, like, what happened?
I don't know. I haven't gotten, like, any details on, like, yeah, did they just, like, not play the second half or the fourth quarter or something? I know they were, like, down 13 at one point and down one at the half. Or, I mean, I saw some good highlights, but, yeah, I mean, if they played the whole game, like, pretty bad. I know no one plays defense in these small gym pickup games that have been abundant this summer. Is it like this every summer and we just haven't gotten, like, footage of it or what? Like, it just seems like more than usual.
There's always these pro-am runs, but yeah, I feel like this year it's been way more broadcasted on social media.
Yeah, I think everyone's just recording it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, like, in past years, that a lot of the NBA guys, they would go to UCLA in the summer and play there.
Right.
Like, all the time, pickups with college kids. But
and then there was, like, two years of a pandemic, too, so.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. We were.
Well, I don't know. I think they were just going for like a, it's more like cardio run, just kind of like messing around. I think they know if they went all out, they would destroy these guys, right? I think they kind of want to make it a game for everybody.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I saw Trae Young, John Collins' team lose.
And DeJounte
lost to a bunch of 9-to-5ers also.
Yeah.
So, right. I wouldn't put too much stock into it.
Yeah, they had that one play, the Hawks. That was pretty cool. Trey threw the legs. DeJounte reverse off the backboard, and then Collins dunk. That was pretty cool. But yeah, otherwise, it's whatever.
The players were saying, like Donovan Mitchell, and I saw somebody else posting it, like, they're encouraging NBA players to, like, their colleagues to play in these games. Because it's more so for kids that can't afford to go to NBA games. Like, they can come to these games and actually see their favorite players.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. No, that's cool. I like it. I mean, for a bunch of basketball fiends like us, right? Like, we want more and more of this shit. So it's pretty cool. Obi's been in a bunch of them. He's had some fun highlights. Jalen Brunson, he looked awesome. DeJounte went after Banchero. Did you guys see that?
Yeah,
so, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, they're both from Seattle.
Ah, right.
I bet there's some, like, history there.
That's Seattle. So Seattle had one of these games, and Banchero had like 50. Who else? There was two other Seattle guys who, like, dropped like crazy numbers. I forget who it was, but
I know Kuzma had 67.
What?
Oh my God.
Against Scottie Barnes.
Where was this?
I'm not sure. I just saw that today.
67. Like,
67.
Does anyone else on the court, like, even get the ball in these games when the NBA guys play? It's, like, stupid.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
You know what, though? It's much better than watching, like, Chris Brinkley and Andre Drummond working on, like, 45-foot threes. Like, this is much better. So.
That's true. Yeah, the Brinkley, we saw some good stuff, I think, earlier in the summer, but I haven't seen any. It's always Carmelo. Like, he's always there, just, you know, looking amazing, of course.
Did he like, play college basketball anywhere?
I don't think so. I know he was big. I know he was big high school, New Hampshire. Shouts to Mikey Pisap, New Hampshire fan. You know, he knew of him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Brickley. He's a New Hampshire kid.
Then he played at Louisville? He was on Louisville, wasn't he?
Oh, was he? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and then he's a huge Patino guy. And then obviously wasn't good enough to go past that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
so. He became a student.
I don't think he played at Louisville. Maybe he was like a walk-on? Like,
no, like he was like the last man on the team, I think.
Oh,
he was
okay. I gotcha.
Why is always in the Brinkley videos, it's always guys practicing stuff that they're never gonna do with a basketball.
I know, it's annoying.
Like earlier in the summer, I remember I was watching Nick Claxton shoot like step back threes, and I'm like, okay, this guy can't even make a free throw. So, I don't really see where this is going.
Well, that was like Mitchell Robinson too. He had some videos a year or two ago, him shooting threes, like nailing them in a row, and like he'll never shoot a jumper. So it's stupid. Yeah. It's a shame. What happened to like is Rucker Park a thing anymore, or is it just Dykeman? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I think it's Dykeman now.
I never see Rucker.
Say that again.
I never see Rucker anymore.
Yeah, you never see Rucker, right?
I saw one game that TBT tournament they have with the college teams.
Oh yeah,
They had a Rucker, but it was like that day when it was like 98 degrees, and I don't know how people were playing.
Yeah. That's rough. That's what I picture these small gyms feeling like, though. Just like sweat boxes. Or maybe I'm wrong, but...
I think Kyrie had a good one, too. I saw some Kyrie highlights the other day.
I didn't even see a Kyrie one.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what happened to the cage? West 4th Street.
Right. That's got to be a thing still. It's tough, though, with fans for that, you know?
Yeah.
But, and then, obviously we talked about in a previous pod, LeBron at the Drew League and DeRosa. At the Drew League. So, yeah, it's been fun. As far as NBA, like, you know, trades, stuff like that, we nothing to report here, unfortunately. I don't know. Where's everyone thinking? I thought KD was staying, and then after the Joe, you know, the meeting with the
it's
owner,
over.
He's gone. Celtics.
I think it's going to be Boston.
Yeah.
Like, without question. I think everything else is just... noise, honestly. I think it's going to end up being Brown, one other player, and maybe a couple of picks, and I think that'll be it.
Yeah, I guess.
And how motivated will Jaylen Brown be?
Oh my God.
Coming to Brooklyn. Like, playing against Boston, and, you know, he's going to be there he's in his early prime, you know.
Yeah.
Opposed to Durant, who probably has, what do you think, 2 years, like, prime level? KD,
Max.
You know, you're gonna have Brown going against a team in his division that just basically cast him aside after going to the finals. That's a great, motivating thing for him. I think he'd be such a great fit in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's the same age as Simmons. Everything is pointing towards Kyrie Irving staying now. Like, all the Nets are doing the last 3 days, just putting them all over social media. And then Joe Tsai kind of like did a quote tweet thing when they were talking about the Point God documentary, like who'd be the modern guy. And it was like Kyrie Irving, and Joe Tsai was like, truth. So I have a feeling they're going to stick with Kyrie, at least for the year. So that team could be pretty good. I mean, it's not going to be, I guess a top end contender, but with Simmons, potentially Jaylen Brown, potentially another guy from Boston, Kyrie Irving, Joe Harris, you know, Royce O'Neal, DJ Warren. Yeah. I mean, that's, Seth Curry, Patty Mills, that's some good players. So I think they have a chance to be a pretty good team.
Yeah, I like it. You got to think Kyrie stays if that trade happens, because him and Jaylen have been hanging out this summer. They seem to be good friends. So
the Brooklyn Kanyes.
The Brooklyn Kanyes.
I still believe it's going to be a surprise team. I don't necessarily think it's Boston. I think someone's going to come out of nowhere and grab a...
Well, like, yeah, I agree. I would think Brooklyn, they don't want to trade him to Boston. But if no one's, like, I mean, who's going to top Jaylen Brown? That's a tough, guy to, you know, take over. But I don't know. Yeah, I can see that too. A surprise.
What about back to OKC? Shai Gilgeous. They have a shitload of picks. I don't know.
I don't think OKC wants him, to be honest, because it's like goes against everything they're trying to do.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. I just, you know, the connection there. But yeah, that wouldn't make sense. I'm trying to think who the surprise team. You know?
The deal for me is, and I don't know why the Lakers don't do it, I would trade Anthony Davis and try to get Durant and Kyrie. Like, figure out a third team with Westbrook, or give them to the Nets, and the Nets can figure out what they want to do, buy him out or something. But I just think a team of, like, for LeBron's final years, if he's running with Durant and Kyrie, that's pretty good chance, right? Like, to
that'd be insane. That would be the most LeBron, KD, and Kyrie. Good Lord, you know?
I would trade KD for AD right now, straight up. No picks, no nothing. Like, just that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
And then just keep Kyrie for... it depends what you want to do, because the Kyrie's could probably end up signing there anyway in the offseason. But at least maybe keep him and see if you can get a little bit more out of somebody else at the deadline or something. But I think you could start somewhere with Simmons and Anthony Davis also.
Yeah, LeBron and KD, just those two together would be fun, right? Because there was a world where those were the top two players in the NBA at one point. You could still argue it, I guess, but they're obviously both in their mid to late 30s. So I don't know. It's I don't think we're seeing anything this month. I think we're going to be doing this pod, you know, in mid to late September and reporting all these trades, okay. Right? The Mitchell and KD and all that. I don't know.
Do you guys think the Mitchell thing is dead for now, or?
Yeah, it's been nothing.
Yeah, not even like a nibble, like a crumb of a rumor.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, nothing.
So what? I read a tweet that was like, what did it say? The Knicks know they can offer an A plus or an A trade to the Utah Jazz, but why would they do that when everyone else is offering a B?
Yeah, so reasonable.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So they're just hanging out. They're just hanging out and waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
if there's somebody else that comes to the table and offers something, you got to think Utah is going to go back to the Knicks and say, "Hey, we have this. Can you beat it?"
Right.
I would think so. I think the Knicks are going to be there at the end. I really think he's going to end up on the Knicks at some point.
Yeah, and I think what is holding up the trade is Obi. For some reason, I don't know. I have a feeling they want to really hold on to Obi. I don't know though. Or quickly, maybe they want to hold on to both of those guys, and that's what the holdup is. I gotta think, right? Because it seems like they're willing to give up the picks.
Yeah. I think Obi's
on the list. Yeah. So we'll see. So back to my second question: is the Mickey Mantle story true?
Can you just repeat the Mickey Mantle story?
I've seen this before, though. It's been around.
Oh, you have seen it?
It's like years ago. I'm pretty sure it's true.
Yeah. For those that don't know, I mean, we don't get real pornographic on this pod, but, you know, you might want to look it up. Mickey Mantle underneath, what, the right field bleachers? Getting a little...
Having a party.
Getting a little fellache. And what was the question? What are you going to miss most from the stadium or something?
Yeah, what's your favorite Yankee Stadium memory, I think.
Yeah. Something like that. So, I don't know. Could be true. I mean, maybe he was just really drunk, you know, and said it. It seems like the most plausible to me.
That seems on brand for the Mick.
Yeah. Adam, you sound like you're underwater.
Sorry. It might be my phone. Yeah, how about now?
Yeah, you sound good now.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, holding it dead.
I was like, did you jump in the Hudson or something? but so fun stuff. Yankees awful right now. What, they lost 6 in a row, 7 in a row?
Well, they won two nights ago.
Okay.
But yeah, they lost another brutal game today and yesterday. They're kind of just like
7 of last 8 around. Yeah, 7 of last 8, I think.
Just waiting for the playoffs now. It's like they got the division.
But like, so. why didn't they address pitching at the deadline? I just don't get it. Like, what isn't
that the guy from the Athletics, Montez, who was like, they gave up a lot. They got a lot for him, but they should have got the guy Castillo, who went to the Mariners, who actually like has 3 wins against them in the past 2 weeks or something with like a 1 ERA.
Yeah.
So
yeah, nice.
Maybe
there.
It's the Joey Gallo curse.
Oh God,
Gallo curse. Joey Gallo. What is he?
I felt bad for him.
Keep going. I don't know, man. It just seems like the typical Yankees, good regular season, then just get shut down in the playoffs, like that has been for the past decade, over a decade.
Have you guys been watching The Captain?
No, I haven't watched that. Like, I watched a little bit, but I have to go through all of them.
Okay, I'm caught up. It's been really good. It's bringing me back, obviously. Like, it's just insane. Like, there was, like, years and years in a row where they just, they were just, you know, coasting through the regular season, winning a lot of games, and then just, like, getting knocked out in, like, the first round. They did that, like, four or five years in a row. And they've been doing that, I feel like, just a lot, since we've been growing up, right? They're always there, right? I think they've only missed the playoffs, like, once or twice in the last...
They're always good.
But. Yeah. But I think pitching is what they need to put them over that edge. Kind of like how the Mets... I mean, the Mets are fucking hot right now. They got DeGrom back.
Mets are a better team.
They are.
I think they're a way better team. I would have... In the playoffs, DeGrom and Scherzer...
Oh, my... Yeah. Like, insane.
When that closer comes out with the trumpets, I mean...
Oh, epic.
Is that a show or what?
Epic. I love that song.
Unbeatable.
That's straight out of WWE. That's amazing.
Oh, it's tremendous content.
Well, that's...
And I went to a Mets game live, and when that comes on, the little kids go apeshit. They lose their minds.
He's Mexican, right, Diaz?
What's that?
He's Mexican, right, Diaz?
Well, the song is called Narco.
Oh, yeah, he's Mexican.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's an epic song name. I love that.
He is Puerto Rican.
Never mind.
I think my hot take is that walkout song is better than Enter Sandman by Rivera.
Ooh,
Rivera walkout. That's my hot take right now.
It's definitely like a different vibe.
Different vibe, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna die on that hill.
is that recency bias?
Well, that brought up a good point, Paul. You brought that up one night. Like, what song would you come out to? So let's go around the room here. Paul, what would you come out to?
Oh, I think I remember. I told you, it's like, Going In for the Kill, LaRue.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going in for the... But, like, it's got to be when it, like, really drops.
What remix?
The beat.
Skrillex?
I think it's not the Skrillex one, or there's another one that's, like, really, really good.
There's a bunch of them. But I like it.
So it would be, like, it'd be, like, all dark. And it says, I'm going in for the kill.
I like it.
Three strikeouts. You're out of here. Yeah.
Juice, how about you?
It's Raining Men.
It's Raining Men's a good one, but no. Maybe When a Man Loves a Woman.
Okay.
Anything Michael Bolton.
Anything Michael Bolton, I like it.
Adam, no, I'd probably go with something like System of a Down. Just getting everybody going crazy.
Chop Suey?
Chop Suey.
Maybe.
Like Saquon?
I think I would pick For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica, but I think that might have been Trevor Hoffman's walkout song.
I think so, too.
I got to go back to the drawing board.
I think he had Hell's Bells.
Oh, Hell's, I think you're right. Bells. Okay, so I'm good. Yeah, I'll go with For Whom the Bell Tolls, Metallica.
Okay. Yeah, I think Paul and I are the only two that know this song, but it's the crowd song by Rhythm Gangster. It's one of those, like, throwback, like, 90s like techno songs. I don't know. It's epic. Look it up.
It's hype. It's hype.
Yeah. The crowd song.
What's it called?
The crowd song by Rhythm Gangster.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Look it up. It's good. It's perfect.
Check it out.
It's like the perfect amount of time too. It's like a little over 3 minutes, which I feel like is like perfect amount of time to like play it, be in the bullpen still, then walk out, do like a nice slow walk. Throw a couple pitches, bada bing, bada boom.
And
they
just get absolutely shelled.
And but like it would get all the Guidos that are at the Yankee games would go fucking ape shit, would go hype. They'd show them on the big screen doing all like the Guido like club dancing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Gino the Guinea.
Gino the Guinea. Yes, that's what they would show. I have a whole vision for this.
Jesus.
What do you think that dude's up to?
Oh man, he's either thriving or like in a gutter.
Well, if he was thriving, he'd be thriving in this era with like TikTok and Reels and all that shit. And I don't see him out there, so it's probably, yeah.
I got a feeling probably he's been in rehab a few times.
Just a few. But the Mets are hot. you know, better than the Yankees, man. That would be. I mean, it'd be fun Subway Series, World Series, but I don't know. It looks like the Mets might go there before the Yanks. Right, they're built better for it, at least right now. So we'll see. See what happens.
I'm ready for playoffs because none of my other teams get there. So
yeah, Yankees. They're always there. It gets to the point where it's like, oh, yeah, we're here again. You know, And there's a different playoff structure this year, right? There's six teams now, and first two seeds get a bye.
Which is going to be annoying because I think like three, possibly even four teams are going to come from the AL East. That's insane. Like the Orioles.
Wait, hold on. There's a new format?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Paul, explain it.
Well, I think there's three wild cards in addition to the three division winners.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So six teams.
Yeah. And I think, like, the AL East is, like, you know, could actually have four of them.
I know.
All three wild cards.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, I guess, what, the first two seeds get a bye, and then the other teams play a three-game series?
I'm not sure the length.
I think that's how it works, yeah.
The way it would go right now is basically the Yankees will play the winner of, like, Toronto and Tampa Bay, which would not be fun.
Nope.
So
that would not be good.
Is everyone in the Yankees vaccinated?
But Benintendi.
I thought Judge wasn't.
No, he played in Toronto.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, there's like a Canada thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That was the whole thing with Kyrie, remember?
Yeah, super fun. Love that.
Yeah. Trudeau, you know, he's also super fun. Anyway. Where were we? Yeah, so baseball, you know, we still got like almost 2 months left here. So we'll see
how things
play out. I know. It's really like the baseball season is insane. What also started this month?
I don't know if you guys know the New York Football Giants play a preseason game tomorrow night.
You just said it. Who are they playing?
The New England Patriots.
Ooh.
Of New England.
Mr. Mac Jones. Okay. Wow. Preseason football. Crazy. Did they even ever play that Hall of Fame game? Or, like, I never saw highlights.
Yeah, they played it.
Oh, they did play it.
It was on last week.
Yeah. I didn't check it out because I know there was, like, a delay.
I love the over for that game, and I didn't have the balls to put it in, and it would have hit. It was only 30 and a half. Have you ever seen an over under that low of a
football
game?
No, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It went way over.
Yeah, of course. That's weird. Yeah.
Is a Hall of Fame game usually like a low scoring game?
I remember last year I took the over and it missed, but there was like 10 missed field goals.
Oh, jeez. So,
yeah.
And it missed by like 2 points.
A lot of bad kickers and a lot of backup quarterbacks who have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
It just gets real sloppy.
Weird game. But and then when's the Jets' first preseason game? Do they play this weekend?
I think Friday.
Oh, sweet. All right, cool.
Philadelphia.
They always play the Eagles, I feel like. I'm pumped. I mean, obviously sucks about Mekhi Becton with the Jets. That's a bummer. I don't know what their plan is. Paul, do you know what their plan is? They moving Font to the
apparently that guy Dwayne Brown, like the old Seattle guy.
Okay.
Big tackle. They're trying to get him as a vet, but apparently this rookie Max Mitchell has been like lights out, playing extremely well, and they're going to give him like a really long look. They might just plug him in.
Oh shit, that'd be nice.
So jeez, that'd be great if he's just a rookie. Like I think it was like a fourth rounder. So I'm sure they'll get a vet, but I wasn't expecting Becton to like stay healthy all this year. I was expecting maybe a few games, and then he's just too big, man. He's just too much.
He needs a new trainer or definitely a new diet. I don't know what it is. He might just have bad genetics, though. You know,
he lost the weight, though. He just might be injury prone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know.
Well, now he's got, you know, the torn up meniscus, whatever, the other lat. Like, now he fractured his kneecap. That's, like, that's brutal.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's bad.
Is that career ending, potentially?
I don't think so. Like, I think, after this year, it's going to be 3 years, and he's played four. Like, what? How many games has he played? It's crazy.
I know. I can't even. Yeah, the first year, four or five. I got to look, but yeah, it sucks. It sucks. That was.
And when he's on there, he's like, he was dominant, but he can't fail people.
Yeah, and that was Joe Douglas's first pick as the Jets GM. So it's a shame, but everything else from Jets camp has been extremely positive. Zach Wilson, as well as Garrett Wilson, looking great. Sauce
Wilson to Wilson,
Wilson to Wilson, baby. Wilson yeah. to Moore. Wilson throwing sidearm passes to Elijah Moore. What?
Yeah,
Mahomes.
Yeah.
What? Sauce locking people up. I mean, it's been pretty good over in Florham Park.
What's the word on the? Just for fantasy purposes, what's the word on the running back situation going on with the Jets?
Oh my God, Breece Hall, take him early.
Yeah,
yeah,
Breece Hall, baby.
So no Michael two-way Carter player. At all.
He'll get like,
what do you say, 60-40? Breece Hall,
yeah, I think,
Carter.
Yeah, maybe even 70-30. Like I think he's gonna be rookie of the year.
Yeah, offensive. Wow. Yeah, offensive rookie
they're
of the year. Yeah.
They're raving about him, and they said like they can split him out wide. And, you know, he's a really good receiver, too. So, and he's big. I don't think he's really injury prone. I think he's going to have a great year.
Yeah. Right, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Take him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of buzz with Breece for fantasy implications. Yeah, Michael Carter, I mean, he's great. I mean, I think he's going to be good. But, yeah, he's more of like a third down back, right? More so?
Yeah. Yeah, change of pace. Yeah. He's a back. He's not number one running back.
Yeah. Now, over in Giants land, whew, brutal.
The quarterback doesn't look great.
Brutal. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been, you know what, though? They're saying Thibodeau is killing it.
Yeah, that's the one positive, yeah. Right?
Unblockable is the term that they're using.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's hey, as Giant fans, all you guys want is something to watch, something to, you know what I mean? Like something. An entertaining product. You're not expecting anything this year, right?
Yeah. Get me 7 wins.
Well, that's probably pushing it. No, Juice. What do you think?
7-10.
No, I think I want to see them compete. Our division's not that great.
That's true.
Yeah, you play the Redskins twice. You play the Cowboys twice. You play Dallas.
The Commanders.
Twice, so. Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah, you get 7. Five,
you're
seven
on
wins,
notice. Okay? You're on notice, Adam.
I'm telling you, the Giants' schedule is a joke.
Yeah,
they have the easiest schedule in the league.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
Our defense is going to be really good.
Yeah, it's just the quarterback, right? I mean, that's the biggest red flag, you know.
Yeah, and supposedly the line can't block at all,
which is not good for Saquon. Yeah, the offense might be borderline unwatchable.
It could be one of those things, though, where it just takes time. You know, it's so early, and the new coordinator, that's my hopeful glass half full take.
Yeah.
But it's not looking great for the Giants.
He doesn't really strike me as, like, a good practice player either, Jones.
Yeah, no.
Because he has a lot of his best plays are like, these running plays, right? Where he's, like...
Exactly. Yeah. He's, like, off the...
cusp?
Yeah, off the schedule.
Strip, off the cut. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, running plays where... They blow those plays dead in the practice, and they don't touch them. So, you know,
they'll
really
sign somebody. I really think they're going to draft somebody.
Well, it's looking that way. It's looking that way. And the next draft has a lot of quarterbacks, right? There's definitely no way there'd be two drafts in a row with that little
there's
quarterbacks,
like half
right?
A dozen.
Okay.
There's like half a dozen guys they've been talking about.
Yeah, so... They'll be in a good spot. They're not going to sign Jimmy G or anything hasty like that, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Wandell Robinson, the second round pick, the 5'8 kid. They've been raving about him, and he's actually going to be starting in the slot, which I don't think people thought was going to happen. So that's another positive.
Is Tony going to be starting on the outside?
So Tony and Galladay on the outside, and then they're going with 3 receivers to start, and it's going to be Wandell Robinson in the slot. So that's
okay.
That's pretty exciting.
Okay.
Who's their tight end?
I don't know.
Where did what's his face go?
Right now, the tight end one is Danny Bellinger, who they drafted in like the 5th round.
I think they have Ricky Seals-Jones also.
Yes, they do.
Okay. What happened to what's his face?
Jacksonville?
Yeah, where'd he go?
Hell. Jacksonville.
Gotcha. Jacksonville.
Actually, I saw a Jacksonville highlight that a ball bounced off his hands in practice and right into the hands of a corner. And I said, wow, okay, Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram, ladies and gentlemen.
Same dude.
Fucking frying pan hands.
Jesus.
Terrible.
Etienne.
I thought he was going to be so good, too. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got all the ability in the world, right? It just sucks.
He's like a walking calamity.
Yeah.
It's not just that he dropped balls. It's like every ball that touched his fingers got intercepted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just incredible.
It's weird. Such bad luck. Yeah. Yeah. Well, or just, yeah. I don't know. Butterfingers. Yeah. Yeah. What else is going on with the... So, wait. I haven't watched a second of Hard Knocks. How many episodes have there been?
Just the one. Science.
Okay. Yeah. So, I guess I saw clips, yeah. That one speech that the running back made.
Oh, Jamal Williams?
Epic. Epic. Love that. And yeah, I love the coach, too.
Yeah, Campbell, very likable.
He's made for Hard Knocks.
Yes. 100%. 100%. Yeah, I don't know. I might check it out. I'm back, baby. Football, like, let's go. I'm getting pumped, right? Because not only like for gambling, but for the Jets. Like Jets, like they actually have something like to watch now. So, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Plus, like, football. I feel like we're in the tough time of sports right now. Baseball's not close enough where the games like really mean a ton. There's no football. There's no basketball. There's no even like news. So
yeah, no golf. Yeah. No big golf tournaments.
No, all the majors are done. FedEx Cup starts this weekend. But yeah, it's like a tough time right now. But we got like what, like 2 or 3 more weeks, and we're back in it.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, we're home stretch here.
Right around the corner.
College
will be starting soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. College. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not too. I was in college, but
I went to Home Goods before, and all the Halloween shit was already out.
Jesus.
I don't know.
It's
crazy.
Back to school. I know they already went back to school in some other states. It's funny. So in my full time job, I talk to people like all over the country. And it's funny, all the states, they go back like this week to school, kids. And like, we didn't go back till like, what, a month later?
Wait, this week?
Yeah, like Florida. Florida, like,
what? You mean high school?
Yeah, like school, middle school, high school, elementary. Yeah. I know Florida.
No, we didn't start till like Labor Day.
After Labor Day, yeah. Yeah.
It's always, though. It's like, the week, the Monday, oh no, Tuesday after Labor Day.
Yeah, a lot of states, they start real early. Like,
why?
Second week in August. What? I don't know.
Weather?
Maybe like a Florida. It's like really, it's still really hot now. I don't know. Weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. I used to hate September.
I know, right?
Oh my God.
Now it's like, now it's like the best weather month, I think.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I used to hate
it. Do you guys have any NFL futures or no? Any early NFL futures?
I haven't really thought about it yet.
I haven't thought about it.
Check them out right now. Good idea.
Okay. Why, do you have anything, Adam?
I had a couple, maybe.
Over under.
I don't know. I'd go under, though. I think it was like 7.5.
Oh, under.
Under.
I like, I thought that, okay, this is going to sound nuts, but 50-1 for Saquon Barkley to win the rushing title?
I'm telling you, he's going to have a big no. Back here.
The line's not good enough, though, no?
I don't care what anybody says. I am out on Saquon Barkley. I don't
think
he's good. Juice, no.
Well, let me tell it to you a little bit. There's only a handful of teams that really have like a bell cow running back, right? Like, it looks like the Giants are going to have Barkley be the number one guy. I mean, their backup's Breida, who's like really a change of pace guy. So... Yes. If everything breaks right and a couple guys get hurt, I don't know. It's not like out of the question, right?
50, not at all.
50-1 seems high.
Yeah, the only negative that I can think of, because you're right with like he's going to get all the carries, is they're behind in so many games that they have to abandon the run.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a good point, actually.
That's about. But like, But if they're a good team, if they're decent, then yeah, he'd kill it.
If Daniel Jones is really bad, then they're just going to put everybody in the box and they're going to make him throw.
Yeah. True.
All right, now you guys are talking me out of it.
What else did you?
For me, like Saquon's never been a north-south runner, and like I have not liked anything he's done in the NFL. I understand he's been hurt, but he's just too much side to side dancing and too much like gain of a yard, gain of 2 yards, loss of 5 yards. Like I just don't see it. But,
yeah,
but you know, you do you.
Wait, I got one more. I got one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I know you guys just said Breece Hall, Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
So I'm going to give you another guy. 16-1, Kenneth Walker.
Who's this?
The running back from Michigan State that got drafted by Seattle. So he's competing for the number one job with Rashad Penny, who's pretty much always hurt, right?
True.
So he's their guy. Pete Carroll's going to run a lot this year. They don't have Russell Wilson anymore. And he was really good in college. So he's an explosive guy. I just think he's going to be a guy who gets a ton of carries. So 16-1, Kenneth Walker, Michigan State, now on Seattle.
Okay.
I like it.
Not bad, right?
Well, what's Breece right now? What's he at?
He's like among the favorite. He might be the favorite, actually.
Oh, yeah, he probably is. Yeah, that's a good point. Is there a defensive rookie of the year?
Yeah. Thibodeau is the favorite.
Yeah, I'd see that. Or Sauce, gotta
be. He's like 6-1. Sauce is like 12 or 13-1.
Oh, wow. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, last I saw.
Aiden's gotta be up there, too.
Like, if Sauce doesn't give up a touchdown, you gotta, like, give that to him, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's harder for a corner just because of the stats. Like, if he gets, like, 8 interceptions, yeah.
And, like, doesn't give up a touchdown. I mean, geez, give him, like, MVP if he does all that. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right, though. I gotta think he's in the mix. But I feel like it usually goes to a guy with a bunch of sacks or tackles.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I can see Thibs.
I like Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones under passing yards for the year. They're both – Wilson's 3,500, which I did the math. It's, like, 220 yards per game. And Jones is 3,450. So if one of these guys is just hurt for like a game or two,
yeah.
Even if they're healthy for 16 games, I don't think they average 220 a game.
I don't think Jones has ever thrown for that many yards.
Cold weather.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's ever happened.
And if they're bad, they might like, I don't know, like bench Jones or Wilson probably gets dinged up a couple times. Like I feel like under with those like type of quarterbacks, it's like it's so easy.
Yeah, that seems pretty good, actually. I definitely like Jones under.
And it's plus money. It's like the Wilson one's plus 112, which is surprising.
Wow. Huh. Interesting. I would hate to root against them.
The Jones one I really like.
Yeah. Yeah, Jones for sure. I'd hate to root against Zach.
I know. That's why I wouldn't do it, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other storylines around the league right now? Training camp or anything that we're not touching on?
I think I heard that Deshaun Watson is going to get a full year suspension.
Oh, I thought it was 6 games.
I thought I saw something
They're trying to get more.
Yeah, I think, Josh, I think you're right. I think the NFL tried to appeal for more, and I think Goodell came out and said he was a predator on all this stuff today. So yeah. I think they're trying to get him for the full year.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. So that means Jimmy G probably, right?
Oh, yeah, unless they roll with Brissett.
Oh, yeah, Brissett's not bad.
Well, here's the other dilemma, right? Say you're Cleveland and you bring in, I'm making this up, hypothetically, they bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. Say Jimmy kills it and they go to the playoffs. Then what do you do?
I know.
They gave him the most guaranteed money in the league, I think. So it's
they'd go back to Watson, but this whole thing is a mess.
What a mess.
The Browns I don't know, man.
I think I read that if they get Jimmy G, that they owe quarterbacks $85 million this year.
It's insane.
Wow.
Just quarterbacks.
That's nuts. What else is happening around the league? Anything?
Football. What's up with Matt Stafford?
He's got some injury, right?
They said it's like weird, no? Like
So they're saying he's got tendonitis in his elbow, which is something that they're saying could linger like almost the whole year. Basically, he's on like a pain management thing. So it's basically it's going to be based on his pain tolerance. So that's probably something to watch.
Yikes! And they're the favorite to repeat, right? To win.
Yeah, I mean, among the favorites for sure.
Yeah. All right.
How do you feel about Patrick Mahomes now that Tyreek Hill's gone? I mean, they still got Kelce. They added Juju. You think they're light?
Who's the kid they drafted? I think they drafted a speedster too.
Yeah, I think they got
wide receiver.
Yeah, I thought they did too. I forget, but. I think that offense he can make shit happen with anyone, you know, or maybe
but
not.
But you said did you mention Scantling?
Is that who they drafted?
No, they got from Green Bay, Valdez Scantling.
Oh, they got him. Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Josh Gordon's on the team still.
Oh wow,
but he won't play. Josh Gordon. I don't know.
No, Andy Reid has always had excellent running backs, and for the last like 2 or 3 years they haven't had much. They've just been doing kind of committee.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of Clyde Edwards-Helaire at all.
Yeah, that guy stinks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Mahomes might have some trouble here. I think when you take Tyreek Hill out of that offense, I think he's I think that's like the bailout thing. It's like, I'm just going to throw it really, really far, and Tyreek Hill's going to blow the top off everybody. And I think that opens up the whole field for guys like Kelce underneath. So when you take that element away, I think it's going to be a lot of pressure on Mahomes.
And now you got Tua throwing a hill. Yikes.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to watch. You know, what'd he say? He was like questioned about it, and he's like, oh, he's like the most accurate quarterback ever or something like that. It's like, okay. Cool.
That team has a lot of talent, Miami. If you take the quarterback out of it,
yeah. No, you're right. You're right. They're gonna be. Yeah, I don't know what that team's gonna be at all.
I mean,
are the Patriots gonna be the worst team in the AFC East?
Oof.
I think it's possible.
It's in play. Yeah, because the Bills, like, yeah, they're prime.
They're saying like their offense looks absolutely disgusting, terrible.
Good.
What's going on with them that they don't have an offensive or defensive coordinator? They have like Matt Patricia.
Yeah,
he's so back. Weird. He's back. Him and his pencil.
He's their offensive coordinator basically, but like not entitled. I don't know. It's very weird.
His whole career, he's been on the defensive side.
Yeah.
So he's now the offensive coordinator, but they're not calling him that. They're doing a lot of weird things over there.
So bizarre. So,
yeah, I mean, they lost McDaniels. Brady's obviously been gone. And they lost their offensive line coach, Scarnaccia, who has apparently been there for like decades and is like the real glue of that offense. And he retired. So there's just got to be like, they're going to have a season where they're just not good anymore. And like everything just kind of fades away with them. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
What about Belichick's like sling blade looking kid that looks like he might be missing his chromosome?
He's the hair.
Yeah.
The hair or whatever. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think he's probably going to be the head coach soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I can see it. One thing what's going on with these helmets that these players are wearing? What's up with those things?
Oh, they actually explained that in Hard Knocks.
Okay.
So it's for the positions where. I think it's called like impact positions. So it's the positions where like you're more likely to get a head trauma. So you got your linemen wearing them. I guess your running backs, that sort of thing. But it's okay. Just like a condom that goes over their helmet.
Yeah.
It looks really weird.
It looks really
weird. But
they
address it on
hard. Stupid.
Yeah. That's funny.
But it's supposed to like decrease concussions by like 10-20% or something weird, something crazy.
Wow.
All right, whatever works. But it's just funny how they're not gonna wear it in like the real game where like you're really getting hit.
No.
You know,
like
yeah, yeah. I gotta come out with some technology, maybe make these helmets a little better for that. I don't know. It's probably impossible. I'm sure they've thought about it before, but yeah. But we'll see. Pretty pumped. for NFL here. So,
do you think a good year for the Jets or bad
year? I think it's going to give us hope. I think there'll be some I think they'll actually play like important games maybe in like November, which never even happens anymore. So,
yeah,
but it's all about if it's Wilson. If like they're like around 500 and Wilson plays really well, I'm like, hey, we got our guy and we have a really good young team going forward. But man, if he just sucks and they win like two games again, then it's
that'd be debilitating. Yeah, that'd be
I think that's the extreme. I think the Jets have an incredible amount of talent. They got a lot of good players now and young players that are going to get better and develop and improve. Their schedule this year kind of seems kind of tough.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It's really bad.
Yeah, really tough.
Yeah.
So if they can keep those games close and they can be fun and exciting, like, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But, they got kind of screwed a little bit with that schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen to the schedule. Baltimore for week one. At Cleveland, which, all right, they're still very good, but, like, it's Jacoby, so it's not as bad as, it, like, you know, if Deshaun was there.
Yeah.
Bengals.
Tough. Yeah, tough. Tough.
At Pittsburgh, and then Miami at home, but then it's at Green Bay, at Denver with Russell Wilson, New England, Buffalo, at New England, Chicago. So it eases up there, but, like, those eight games start before the bye, like, they might be 2-6.
Yeah.
1-7.
Yeah,
I think the division games are going to be very important for both our teams. We need to somehow beat the guys in our division.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jets 7-10, Giants 6-11, or 5-12. I don't know.
What do you think? I feel
like
they've
been 5-12 for. I feel like Giants have been 5-12 for like 5 years.
Yeah, seriously.
What do you think about Pittsburgh? Who's going to be their quarterback?
I don't know.
I think Pittsburgh's going to be horrible.
Yeah, they're a total like what the f? They didn't care at all.
From what I read, both quarterbacks struggling. Trubisky and the rookie.
So they've got Pickett as third on the depth chart right now.
Yikes.
I think Mason Rudolph was the second guy.
Rudolph.
Pickett was supposed to be the most quarterback ready.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
But like, the other side of that, though, is Roethlisberger was like so bad at the end that like maybe Trubisky's like even an upgrade. Is that something?
Maybe.
Well, like, yeah, what did that happen? Like, I always thought he was so bad. I was shocked.
I don't know how he got a started job again.
No,
I don't either. I don't either. Unless you know, they see something, you know, in him they can fix. Who knows? I don't know. So
he's a good athlete.
He's big.
Yeah.
It's so weird without Ben there. It's like.
I know. Crazy. It's weird. Yeah, because they've always been real consistent, right? With, you know, coaches and quarterbacks.
He was there since we were back in college.
Yeah.
It was like our freshman or sophomore year he was there. He was a rookie.
2005 when they beat the Seahawks.
Yeah, he came out with Eli, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Phillip Rivers.
The only thing I'll say is Mike Tomlin, I feel like they're always, like, he's pretty good. Like, they'll figure out. The other side... Like, I think they're bad, but, like, I figure they, like, if they won 11 games, I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah.
My favorite coach.
Yeah, he's great.
Splash.
Splash.
Splash. Yeah, he's great. Pump for football. Pump for football. What else, guys? What's everyone watching these days?
Woodstock. Gotta watch Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. So we have a funny... funny situation here, right? So Paul and I have watched the HBO one, and you and Adam and Juice, you guys have watched the Netflix one.
I think the Netflix one is new, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys never watched the HBO one?
No, I might talk
I didn't know. I didn't know there was one, and then when I asked you guys if you saw the Woodstock doc, you're both like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, it must be old then.
Yeah.
And then, and then I put it together.
Yeah, Bill Simmons was a producer on the HBO one. And it was amazing. I mean, I watched it like I think a couple of times, and now I gotta watch the Netflix one. Yeah,
you gotta watch the Netflix one. But I think they definitely both showed the same stuff. Like,
yeah, it's probably similar.
You know, what different interviewers.
Yeah, like what else can you like? It's funny.
I don't think was it a big deal when we were.
Yes,
I don't remember.
I remember.
Oh yeah,
I remember MTV because MTV. I don't know if they talk about it in the Netflix doc and the HBO one they do. MTV like really went after the promoters like hard, and I remember that. I remember like what was that guy Kurt?
Kurt Loder,
like just like you know all serious like we're here in Rome, New York. You know like everything's on fire and it was fucking nuts, crazy.
Yeah, it was like. It showed the bad side of that, like, frat boy, you know, culture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the HBO one was pretty, it was pretty woke. I don't know if Netflix one is like that, too.
I don't know, but I never really liked the band Korn, but before their set.
Oh, dude.
Man, I was, like, ready to headbutt a wall.
Yeah, yeah, their set was, like, got me so freaking hyped. The crowd is insane for that one. Same with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I didn't really like Korn until then. I got older. It's weird.
Yeah. No, I remember that performance vividly. The Limp Bizkit, obviously, one because he you know started a riot. What else? DMX, of course, that one's iconic.
What about Fleas Cock,
for sure.
So I've been telling people to watch the doc, and then I said something like Fleas Cock, and they're like, "Spoiler alert! Come on!" And I'm like, "Oh, sorry."
It's I mean, it was gross. I mean, day one, there's shit everywhere, like legit shit. It's like in the '90s, right? Like when we had the really bad heat wave, you know, last week and just a few days ago. Like that's what it was like. Fucking disgusting. And people were there like 3 days. You were invested. You were there all three days, right? Because Rome, New York, it's, you know, middle of nowhere. It's like hour and a half west of here, where I'm at, in Albany. Like, middle of nowhere. So, you had to stay there, like, all 3 days, unless you went home early. But, pretty brutal, man.
Yeah, where was it again?
Rome, New York. It's like near Utica.
Rome?
Near Utica.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, was that like an Air Force base?
I think I'd rather die than go through that.
So here's what I think. That's why like the end of it, I think they do say it in the Netflix doc, like I was thinking it. I was like, this is like a Lord of the Flies, like, it's just like, you know how everyone just goes insane?
Yeah.
But it seemed like one big social experiment. Like, let's just take a bunch of people, let's make them angry by raising the prices on everything, pissing them off. Let's put them in 100-degree weather with no shade. Let's contaminate the water or like fuck up the bathroom ecosystem so they can't shit properly and they're drinking this contaminated water with fecal matter.
Yep.
Let's play the most angry music possible. They're already angry. Let's rile them up. Let's also give them tons of drugs and alcohol. And then at the end of the concert, we don't want them to sleep. So let's have this big rave party where it's just one big orgy and they're raping each other and doing stuff. And then at the end of it, on the third night, let's just give them fire. So candles. Because, you know, why not? We think they're going to be peaceful.
Yeah. It was. I remember I think they mentioned in the doc how much they were charging for water. And I remember that vividly back in, you know, 99 watching on MTV, like people bitching about that. Like, oh, water's like $5. And that was like unheard of back in the day, right? Before like smart water and all this, you know, other crap. Yeah. Insane.
I was thinking a lot about that though. Like, how do you make this safe? Like, how do you do it? Like, there are ways to do it. It's done.
Oh
now,
no, it's just yeah. No, I think people learned from it because there's been so many successful festivals since. I've been to 3 day festivals, and it's never, you know, that bad. You know, it's never that big of a disaster. I think they learned from it, right? But yeah, it definitely wasn't.
Maybe
like,
I mean, just start, how about just start with like taking like cleaning up a little bit. Like, remember that one lady that was driving around picking up trash, trying to hand out, like, trash bags? Like,
maybe
that's a start. You know, everyone's throwing water bottles at the stage.
Yeah.
I still don't think, like the promoters, it's both. I think the promoters are to blame, but then also, like, the people are assholes, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, Woodstock in 69 and even in, when did they have it? In 94. Yeah, it was like, you know, peaceful and, yeah, definitely like more, you know, laid back type bands. And then, yeah, they the late 90s, I mean, you know, we lived through it, right? It was very aggressive type music. So they went that route and you saw, you know, the crowd and what happened, you know, after the fact. But yeah, I think definitely promoters have learned from it.
Woodstock again.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be 2020, right? They were supposed to do the...
No, 2019.
Or 2019.
They wanted to do
50 years.
And then what happened? Yeah. Why didn't they do it? I forget. But
the dude died right after the documentary.
He did?
The main dude, yeah. The co-founder of Woodstock. He, like, so they filmed this Netflix doc in September, and he died in, like, December.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Pour one out. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Woodstocks were never in Woodstock.
Yeah, that's the funny part is obviously the original's in Bethel, which I don't know if you guys have ever been to Bethel Woods. Nice venue. Paul, we went what festival did we go there?
Mysteryland.
Mysteryland. That was a lot of fun, actually. and then the second, 94, was actually in Saugerties, which is not too far from me. That's like 45 minutes south of me. It's like near Kingston, and then 99 was in Rome, New York. Yeah, the original. So it's so stupid.
Because the thing is, like you said, like Bethel. I'm looking on now. Bethel Woods is an hour and a half from Woodstock.
Yeah, no, it's in Bethel. It's in like Liberty or like Bethel. It's like west. It's like west almost.
Like near like Monticello.
Yeah, like beyond there. Yeah, yeah. So the story with Woodstock is they went to the town of Woodstock. They wanted to do it there, but they couldn't get a permit. They just couldn't do it. But they kept the name when they went to Liberty or Bethel, whatever, which is stupid. It's like, why did you keep the Woodstock name? And yeah.
So, like, do people know that? Because do people travel to Woodstock, New York, thinking they're going to see Woodstock?
Probably.
I would have.
Yeah, I bet yeah, people like, have. So Woodstock, New York, is actually, I've never been, but it's supposed to be like a really, like... Like, you know, it's kind of like Hudson, you know, one of these like artsy type towns, like people from the city have their country house there. It's like one of those. So, but yeah, it's kind of funny how that worked out with everything.
We should throw a rave for a festival.
I think the worst part of Wayne the whole thing was that the water was contaminated with fecal matter.
Yeah, disgusting. That was the worst
part. Just somebody disgusting. Was like, well... There was also rape, and I was like, yeah, that was also very bad.
Well, yeah, people, yeah, of course. Well, people also make the point that...
We'll call that 1 and 1A.
Yeah, yeah. People also make the point, though, that, like, in 69, like, you know, everyone was playing in the mud at that one. It was probably gross, the conditions. People died, you know? I mean, it didn't get as much scrutiny, probably, because of the music. The type of music was a little more... Maybe for those times, it was kind of aggressive, but... Looking back, it definitely wasn't. I don't know.
I've never been to a festival.
I've been to a bunch. They're fun. I mean, you went to Swedish House, right? At the Garden? You guys went last week?
I didn't.
Oh, you Josh didn't go? Went. Okay.
Yeah, I went.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's what a festival's like. It's, you know, set you, a lot more bands.
You DJs. Sleep there? Do you sleep there?
I never did. Katie's been before, though. Katie's been to some festivals where she's camped out. I kind of did once for... Paul, you were there. When we went to Dave Matthews. We camped out.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, on the premise.
Like that was, like, kind of different. It was, like, off.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't... Site. It wasn't on site. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are, like, on site, which is, like...
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to deal with that because it's, like... It's just too much.
It's gross. Too much. Yeah,
I don't think I could deal with it. I don't think I could do a festival.
I couldn't.
Even a concert. I'm like, I love concerts, but like by the end, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, the festival. I need to go home. I need to go home, shower, and then if I'm close enough, you know, I'll go back the next day. Because I did that like Electric Zoo, and I've done that before. Okay. But yeah, I need to go home and shower.
You're never ever comfortable.
Right.
Ever.
It just seems, and it seems like a huge liability. Like. If people are intense sleeping, you have to have security and stuff like that around, right? Because, like, how do you stop? Like, crime would just happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Some sick fucks out there, man.
Steal shit from each other or fighting or whatever. violence. It's like anything.
Especially.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I think I'm out. I'm out.
Well, yeah, especially someone listening to like Limp Bizkit back in the day, like the douchiest band of all time. I mean, I loved Limp Bizkit. Like they were, come on, let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
The fans of them, you know, weren't the best people.
What do you think Fred Durst is up to right now?
Well, he was touring.
Did you see what he looks like?
Yeah. Oh, Adam, Google Fred Durst like present day.
I will as soon as this pod's over.
Okay.
Oh man, hilarious. You're in for a treat.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, who the fuck is that?
It's nothing you would ever expect.
I know. Yeah, it really isn't. I thought someone I know was supposed to see them recently at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park, and then he canceled like last minute or some shit.
Oh man.
But yeah, that was last summer actually, I think. So yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. What anything else you guys are watching these days? How about my favorite show, Claim to Fame? Have you guys heard of this show?
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh yeah, Adam. Yeah, we talked about this. Yes.
Yeah.
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 So good.
It's great. It's tremendous.
So good.
I don't know who thought of it, but it's genius.
Brett Favre's daughter was in it. So guys, the premise is they put all these people in a house in like the Hollywood Hills, whatever. And they're all related to some sort of celebrity, and they all have to guess who, like, what celebrity they're related to. A couple of the Jonas Brothers host it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, the two not famous ones.
Yeah, exactly. So, who else is? What other celebrities have been?
Simone Biles' sister was on it.
She's still on it, and she's
such a giveaway because it looked just like her.
Yeah, she's like her twin, but people like her, so they're not sending her home. You know, it's like you have like alliances and stuff. I don't know. It's like Survivor, I guess.
It's pretty
good. Yeah,
check it out. It's definitely good.
Yeah. Who else?
I think Whoopi Goldberg's daughter's on it.
Granddaughter.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris's grandson was on it. Zendaya's cousin. You know, it's like all this type of shit. So it's
what about The Bachelorette? You guys watching that?
Oh, I'm watching that, yeah. You like Gabby or Rachel? That. You like Gabby or Rachel more?
I
haven't watched it, no.
You hate Rachel. She does cry a lot, yeah.
She's too fucking needy.
I know. It's like you can't.
Like, oh my God, they're not looking at me.
How many dates? How many dates are you gonna cancel? Like, come on.
Yeah, relax.
but yeah. Yeah. Juice, I know, used to watch Bachelorette or Bachelor, right? But
yeah, I used to watch it until I get sick of it.
Until you get sick of it, yeah.
In the beginning.
Well, no, this one, they got two of them, so it's more fun.
Yeah, there's two Bachelorettes now, which makes it interesting, right? Some of the guys are like, you know, they're like dating one, and they're like, I like the other one more, actually. And it causes all this drama. But, yeah. I like with those shows, I like when it's like at the end, when there's like, when they do hometowns and stuff, like that's when I really get into it. Beginning when there's like a million guys or a million girls, it's just too much.
But it seems like it'd be a fun show to be on.
Yeah, I wanted to get Juice on there.
Oh yeah, Josh, you'd be perfect.
I think I could definitely see him on there.
There's no age limit.
There isn't.
Maybe
there isn't. You can recommend people.
Yeah, you could just lie too, because I see some of these girls and I'm like, you're 45, you're not 27.
For sure.
Yeah, some of the people I'm like, what, that person's 24? They look like they're like 40. Like, what the fuck? Some of the guys, it's weird. But yeah, guys, all right. Anything else? Anything else anyone wanted to touch on before we...
We need some news dropping.
I know. We need something here. So, next pod, I mean, obviously, it's the dog days of summer here. Not too much going on, so we may have to wait another 3 weeks here. But if in 2 weeks, you know, there's still chance for an emergency pod here. So
it's coming, yeah, for sure.
I would say in 2 weeks, we could do, like, an NFL preview.
Yeah. 2 weeks, I'll be... 2 or 3 weeks. I think even 3 weeks is fine. Because when's week one? The 11th?
September.
It can't be that far after that, yeah. 10th?
10th? 9th? Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so maybe we wait 3 weeks and do the 31st. Or the week of the 31st. Just so we're 2 weeks out from like the beginning of the season instead of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That might make more sense. I don't know if I want to wait like a full month and do like the week of the 5th to the 9th of September. That might be too long, but we'll see. We'll play things by ear. But yeah. Yeah. Not too much going on here. Paul and I are going to check out the ponies at Saratoga
this weekend. Yeah, Tolger.
World famous Saratoga racetrack.
So jealous.
So.
The party.
Yeah. I know Juice has been before. He knows what it's about. Adam, you've never been, right?
I know I have. I went with Josh, actually.
Oh, you have been. Okay. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't gone yet this year. I went like 3 times last year, but yeah, it's great.
I think I lost my shirt when I was there.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. So, yeah.
I like it.
I like it. All right, guys. Otherwise, take care. Comb your hair.